side by side at the microphone. From the green light to the speed trap, Ray Guarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands for the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
Alrighty, this is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show right here on Long Island. The show that asks the burning question, who let that guy in here?
There is nothing wrong with your radio, folks. It is not a time-space distortion. That is the mighty Chris Switzer.
Hi.
Sliding the sliding things, turning the turning things, and generally just making all kinds of radionic whoopee.
Thank you for that fantastic introduction. And the man that I affectionately call Uncle Ivoonge.
That's me. See the other guy.
The man who knows more about cars than I could say most groups of people in major cities. Joe D.
Thank you so much.
Hurt.
Except in the language of my people, I don't know nothing, okay? Go talk to the other guy. I don't know nothing.
I am in for the illustrious Ray Guarino.
Yes.
Who mans a mighty board himself here. And wanted to thank you and Ray.
We always love having you here. You know that. I mean, if for nothing else, we gotta just make sure that people understand that there's been a difference between, because people say, hey, who's that other guy?
Who's the other guy?
I mean, people still ask me because they know I'm on the show.
Right.
And they say, what happened to that other guy who laughed a lot? He was really funny, you know, but.
I have no clue what you speak of, sir.
And we said that we went off to the Great White North, the northern counties of the Northeast over there.
I'm
New England.
Living in a shack with no running water. It's just the dirt floor and holes.
Really?
No
indoor plumbing, huh?
You would think that people do think that way. You would think that, like, oh, he's living in Connecticut, he doesn't have electricity. Yeah, it's the truth. So, no, there's electricity. Believe me, there's electricity. It is the land. Truthfully, where I live in Connecticut is the land of the four-cycle engine.
Really?
Every day of the week, between the hours of like maybe 9 a.m. to around 5 p.m., 6 p.m., daylight mostly, you'll hear a lawnmower, you'll hear a hedge trimmer, you'll hear a some sort of generator running thing. You'll always hear something like that in my neighborhood at one time or another. It's never quiet.
So the auto cycle is never far from your ears.
Never, never. Yes,
that's pretty good. At least, you know. I would think they would be quiet. You hear crickets, frogs, you know, raccoons, possums,
no,
you know, all them other little woodland creatures over there. No, that's good.
Four cycle, two cycle motors. Bing, 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 bing. That's, you know, that's about it. Yeah.
Did it again. I like that. See, so the motors up there sound way worse than the motors down here.
They do.
Okay.
Because they don't have the knowledge and the foresight as the youngins down here have. But so yes. Where is Ray? What happened to Ray? Do we have to go bail him out of traffic court again? What do we have to do?
I think I got the call from the bail bondsman and I think he'll be okay.
He will.
You know,
okay.
We sent the guy a little package over there.
A little package,
and he said it's okay. We'll make this all good. We'll make this all go away.
Right. Exactly. So
some point or another, they will let him out, and we'll have to write him directions back to the back to the big city.
Yeah, exactly.
And then once we get to the big city, we'll have to get him to the bigger island, but that's another story.
516-572-7440. There's your phone number to get a hold of us here at Motormouth Radio.
Yes. Call us.
Yeah.
And get, let's Swizz get Swizzitate you there.
Oh, I'm going to get Swizzitating?
You're going to get well, you know, you are over 21, so it's okay.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing. 516-572-7440. It's funny. I just want to start the show off. I do want to bring this up. I've come to realize that in this day and age, everybody is into instant gratification, right? Like, it's been the norm.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me now. Tell me now. What are you talking about? Come on.
It's like instant gratification. So you get your food delivered to you when you make a phone call. A car shows up when you make a phone call to take you anywhere you want. There's all kinds of technology. Bang, right there in front of you. Download the app. You're instantly doing what you're supposed to be doing. The only thing that used to be instant gratification that is no longer instant gratification is buying a car part.
Oh, yes, that's true. You cannot wander into the store.
Nope.
You cannot find that guy with the cigar.
Nope.
What do you want, kid?
Mm-hmm. Nope. Can't do it. Cannot do it.
Now you just have to clickety-clickety-click.
And wait. Because yes. That's what happens, right? So here's what you do. You go online. You go to some – now they have big box auto part websites. And you go to those. And then you search for your part. You find your part. And then you order it. And, of course, it's going to take anywhere from 4 to 7 business days to get delivered to your house. Fantastic. That's if you have 4 or 7 business days to wait for said part to show up at your house.
Yeah, your car's up on milk crates. You got to hitchhike to work.
Right.
You know, come on.
Now, okay, so you figure the auto parts stores. You can walk into an auto parts store. No, you walk into an auto parts store, and the here's a perfect example. Guy, I walk into an auto parts store for a lower hose for one of my cars. Lower hose, Joe? Come on. This isn't brain surgery.
All right. Yeah. It's
lower hose.
Not even the upper one.
I walk in. And the guy says to me, he's clickety-clickety-clickety on the computer, and he goes, no, we don't have it. Okay, so I figure, like what usually happens, he'll tell me it'll show up tomorrow morning. I'll send the guy out. Or if you order it before noon, you'll get it at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Exactly.
That's what I'm expecting. Oh, no. He says to me, we're going to have to UPS it. I'm like,
oh, really?
What? Where are you ordering it from? Saudi Arabia? What do you mean? It's a hose. He said, no. So I had to wait. I ordered it on Friday. I have to wait until Tuesday to get this puppy delivered to the auto parts store.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, in all fairness,
yeah.
Could you give us a brief description of the vehicle that you asked for this?
Just
a brief description. You don't have to.
All right.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Not to start any more stories. No,
did it require carbon dating to determine the year? Was the VIN number in hieroglyphics?
Was the hose made out of wood?
That was a good one.
No, this was actually a more recent vehicle in the garage in 93.
Okay, so it didn't have Roman numerals in the vehicle identification.
No,
okay,
not like
that's
the one
good.
Next to it.
Yeah. Okay.
No, 93.
But you realize that car is like old enough to vote, drink, and get married.
Yeah.
So, like, come on. And the other one, well, we'll only talk about that too much, is about to collect Social Security.
And that's truly the other thing that I've realized. As we get older, these things are getting older too. And
okay.
When you think about it,
so the whole linear time thing is okay with you.
Alive and well. And I've realized that I can actually get classic car insurance for this 93 Chrysler, which I did, as I laughed.
A classic 93.
Classic 93, baby.
That sounds like a radio station out in like Oklahoma or something,
classic,
you know?
Classic 93. It's power. Pow, 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 pow. Yeah, so, what?
Well, actually, yeah, I know. It's kind of funny, but the Mighty Cavalier would qualify for a classic insurance.
Exactly. It's comical.
Isn't that weird? Oh, look, the blue thing.
All right, let's do it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the fun and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
I think it's still blinking.
And say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
How's that?
And say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths. Never had Dion. All right, now we get buttons. Okay, that's on. We're going to call Robbie here.
right, we'll Rob, get in here.
516-572-7440. Let's try it again. No.
I think that's... All right, folks. All right. Here we up. Oh, here comes the flash. Nope.
All right, okay. That's on.
Oh, they didn't call.
You got.
Oh, okay.
Call back.
Oh, you gotta hit that?
Yeah.
Holy moly.
Both. You gotta hit that and then that.
Ah, hit that and that. Yeah. Okay, there's two buttons
that
involved.
That and then this.
Thank you,
okay.
Kim.
Okay, so hit that and
hit
then
that
this.
And that.
Okay.
So I'm gonna hit that. I'm gonna hit this, and I'm gonna say hi, you're over the Motor Mouths.
Hello, this is Howie. How you guys doing?
It's the big man! What's up, brother love? What are you doing with your bad self?
Well, man, I got work today, but I wanted to call in to let you know what's going on with the shows. Everyone can go to the directory of the 2019 Classic Car Calendar of Events.
Howie, you're telling everybody where to go again. I like this. Go ahead.
And then basically you can look in the month of August. You know, for basically today would be the Still Cruising Car Club Summerfest Main Street, which is a great show.
Howie,
rock
this is
and roll
fantastic.
Show by the 50s.
This is fantastic radio, Howie. Yes, I'm listening. I'm with bated breath. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Okay. And here we have here in the 18th, the Rocket Rally Classic Car Show here in Manorville.
You're my Rocket Rally, Howie. Yes.
And it's at Oldsmobile, if you want to know, with the Rocket Rally. But all cars are accepted. The 25th is the 39th, with Professor Ray, is all Pontiac car show in the Garage Eatery in Island, India.
Fantastic.
And what's happening today?
So what's happening? he come out of the proverbial woodwork join us. He came from the highlands of the Upper East Coast over there to come to see us and to help me out because I don't know how to touch any of them buttons on the friggin' board. So the mighty Swizz has come to assist us. So that alone is an event, and of course you calling up. It's also an event.
It is an event, yes. And I'm so glad you did, Howie.
Yeah, Howie. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Hey, is this Chris?
Okay.
Wow.
Duh!
Wow.
Dude! You did not hear that was Chris?
Amazing. Man, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Did you not hear the sarcasm dripping from Ray's
Man,
voice?
Man, did he push the panic button or what?
Dude.
Howie. Hey. Howie, you know I love you, my brother. You're sharp as a marble. I'm loving it.
as a marble. I'm round. I'm square, huh?
Hey, did you fail geometry?
Chris.
Yes, sir.
Chris, I got a new arrival, a 94 Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme Convertible, one of 1,108 made.
Classic.
It's a turquoise, bright ABBA, white top, and a four-seater with heads-up display and a special NASCAR motor.
Wow.
3.4. Double overhead cam, four valves a cylinder.
Look at you. It's got Catawba and a roll bar and a whole bunch of good stuff.
Yes, yes. And it's a tribute to my dad who loves Oldsmobile.
Ah, very good. Howie,
it's a nice car. I've seen pictures.
Yeah?
And he's got the heads-up display, so now when Judy throws something at him, the thing lights up and says, heads up, Howie!
Heads up.
Howie,
be well, guys.
You have your finger on the pulse of classic automobilia. I am so glad.
And it looks like
right.
you pulled
All
it.
Right, I'll talk to you guys soon. Be well.
All right,
Howie,
take
man,
care.
Good to talk to you.
516-572-7440. You can hit that button. Hit this button.
Did you hit that button?
Hitting that button. Okay, 516-572-7440. I'm going to try something, Joe, that I have not tried in about a year.
Did you get the doctor's note?
Ooh. No, I'm going to try and take a break.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. We're going to do this.
Now, don't hit nothing
with
no hammer, okay?
We're going to go there. We're going to go here. We're going to do this. And I'm going to press a button here that I don't know what is going to happen. But I'm going to press it anyway because that's the type of slick and exotic guy I am right now. Let's do this. Let's go here. We need a number here. I am totally...
My eyes are not good, so I never see what Ray does over there.
It's very easy. I'm trying very hard not to look like an idiot. But it's failing.
It's a good thing it's radio then, huh?
So I had to bring in some good music. I had to bring in some Link Ray.
Cool.
Figure why not. This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show. And, of course, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Since my brethren did not bring in the shop bench, of course, but we still have to have the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour.
Oh, yes.
If you have a tool in your toolbox that you have no clue what it does... You're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. So if you can pick it up, hold it in your hand, and don't know what to do with it, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the
Hour. Looks like a screwdriver, but it's really a noisemaker.
Keep it where you got it. Got a lot more of this mess coming your way.
We'll be back with answers to your car questions. Give us a call at 516-572-7440. Oh, I should have said the Motormouth thing.
Hi, folks, I'm Mel Tillis, and you ain't gonna believe this.
Hi, this is Rhonda Jackson.
Hi, this is Loretta Lynn.
Hi, neighbor, this is Charlie Louvin.
Hi, everybody, this is Bobby Bear.
Hello, everybody, this is Ronnie Millsap.
Hello, friends, this is Mike Wiseman.
Hi, this is Glenn Anderson.
Hello, friends, this is Jim Ed Brown.
Hi, friend, this is Charlie Pride.
Hi, folks, this is Ricky Skagg.
And this is Michael Anthony. Join me and my legendary friends as we travel down Old Country Road that Sunday evenings from 8 to 10. We'll pick you up at the next corner. Why don't you join us as we head down Old Country Road for miles and miles and miles right here on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College.
Alrighty. Welcome back to Motormouth Radio, where we're taking those calls.
516-572-7440.
That's a phone number to get a hold of us. There's Joe over there.
Yep.
Behind what used to be the shop bench, but the shop bench is out for repairs.
Chris it's getting refinished.
Chris is in for Ray, and Joe is just rolling his eyes, saying, oh, boy.
Yeah, who is this guy?
The soup he's got himself into. 516-572-7440. So, yes. So, when we last left, before we got called by the big man.
We're talking about wooden radiator hoses.
Yeah, right. So, of course, they have to UPS the silly thing. Now, it's going to take until Tuesday before I get it. In the old days, Joseph, and I'm sure you remember this very well, in the old days...
Yes, I am a good fan of the old days.
Yes, there was a time where you would walk into your local, let's just say, an Aid auto store. Remember one of those?
Oh, yes.
They were usually very small. They were about as big as this room.
Yeah.
And they had every single part in creation.
Packed solid. Yes.
Yeah, any part you wanted. There was a time I used to go to a place called Lou's Auto Parts. I always tell the story. I went in there one day. It was probably back in the late 80s. So we're talking about a good 30-year span of part to the timeline to part. I needed an oil filter and an air filter for a 59 Cadillac. And I knew the guy very well. His name was Tony. Tony said, "All right, give me a second." And he grabs a ladder and goes up into the ceiling. Into the ceiling. To the drop ceiling. It was one of those metal tin drop ceilings.
I love it.
Into the drop ceiling, and you hear from far away, you hear this noise, and you hear rustling, and then you hear, "I have the oil filter! I don't have the air filter!" Literally. And he comes back down, covered in dust, covered in dirt, and sells me an oil filter that was completely covered in dust in a plastic bag, thankfully.
As long as it was on the outside, right?
It was on the outside, yes.
There you go.
So these were the days.
Yes.
And even before that, there was a time, my borough brethren, there was a time where you could walk up to a corner and look and see a car with no plates on it. And go, "That car looks remarkably like mine." Now, I've heard other people do this.
Yeah.
Not me.
It's been immortalized in song and story, yes.
Yes, not you. But I've heard other people walk up and see a salvaged vehicle sitting on the corner of your street and go, "There's the, whatchamacallit."
I could use that muffler bearing.
I could use that muffler bearing, yes. It'll fit my car.
And that radio knob looks pretty good.
Instant gratification, no more.
Yeah.
No more. None of that. None of that chit-chat.
God forbid.
Exactly.
It sat on the street for any length of time.
Exactly. And that does not happen anymore, right? You never see anything like that anymore, but at one time it did. And at one time, it was there for the picking. Like I said, I've heard other people do this.
Yeah.
Not me.
No.
We are law-abiding citizens.
People, People don't do that stuff no more because,
no.
First of all, they don't know how to get half this stuff apart.
It's true.
It's like, you know, the whole DIY has been more like, you know, DFME or whatever, do it for me or
well,
whatever.
DIY is a perfect example. I mean, people actually watch YouTube and go and do these things. Now, I've come to realize if you watch YouTube videos on how to fix things, I'll give you a tip. First thing you need to do, take a Dramamine.
Yes.
Take a Dramamine. Because I don't understand how anybody, how any genius can hold a camera and...
Everybody does everything one-handed.
One-handed?
Yeah.
Holy I mean, God's name. What?
it's incredible. I mean, I have seen guys like put the, you know, strap the video camera to their heads. God forbid they sneeze. God forbid they sneeze, but,
you
know...
need the Dramamine.
Yeah, no, well, either that or Zyrtec or something like that. Or,
right.
Because you don't want to be sneezing on the scanner screen and nothing, you know?
I'm watching, you know, Cletus trying to fix this part on a car, and he's, let me get this camera in there and just kind of get take a look at the...
Yeah, can you see that?
Ball. You see it? And the camera's going, it's flying all over the place. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it's like one of the new style cinema, you know, where, like, everything moves around and you can't tell crap what's going on.
Fast forward.
Yeah, seriously, you know, and how do these guys swing a hammer?
I have no clue.
You know, because, no, you know, like, clue. You know, you would probably, if you use a hammer and a punch, how are you going to do that?
Right, exactly. There's probably a hole in his phone right now where the punch went through it. Yeah. Yeah,
it's either that or bubble gum. Yeah, let me just prop this up here a minute, you know. No, but YouTube, there is some very cool stuff. There are some pretty established entities out there, and some of them are more for entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Then, and some of them are actually factual.
Yes.
And then you get the guy who's just decided to, you know, get a couple clicks and, you know, how do you take your tire off? changing the spare tire on your whatever.
You mentioned factual, and I have to admit, I'm in the process of doing something on my truck. I have an Explorer. And I have to change the rear knuckle.
I thought I was about to get pulled over when I saw that thing. Yeah.
Oh, that one. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, we'll explain that later.
Yeah.
But there's a rear knuckle that holds the bearing. And the bearing on one side had gone bad. So I watched the video, figuring, let me see. And there was it was a more professional YouTube video showing the steps to how to remove and replace the bearing, the rear bearing. So I'm watching. And the guy stresses. He actually says it. He goes, well, there are pullers for this bearing, but I just like to just give it a couple of shots with a 3-pound sledge and it'll pop right off. And he does. He goes whack, 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 and it literally clink, it pops out, he slides it out. And I'm thinking, oh.
Meanwhile, he's built like The Rock.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Totally, yeah. He was no skinny guy.
Right.
He was pretty beefy. I wouldn't want to go up against him in any dark alley.
I'm just going to punch this thing.
Yeah, that's what he did. So... now, here I am in the same prone position, and I got the 3-pound sledge on the bearing, and I noticed that, like, around the edge of the bearing where it meets the knuckle, it looks like someone welded it.
Oops.
That's how corroded it was.
Yes.
So I graduated from hitting it with the 3-pound sledge with no luck to moving up to the 15-pound sledge with no luck, to the point where... and I'm not lying, I was concerned about the beams holding the garage roof up because it got to the point, Joe, where I had a huge plumber's pipe wrench jammed into the top edge of the bearing where the studs are.
Right. Right?
Pretty thick metal up there.
Yeah.
Had it wedged in, and I had the 15-pound sledge up over my head, crashing down.
Oh, like
down.
In a carnival. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just like the carnival, ring the bell. And that's what I was doing, and it still wouldn't budge.
He was sitting there laughing at you.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, if I meet this guy in a dark alley, I hope I had that 3-pound sledge in my hand. Give him a clock and a temple.
Yeah, seriously.
I couldn't believe it. I could not believe how impossible. Well, I can't even say difficult. It was impossible to remove it. So I had to go to the dealer, buy the whole entire knuckle assembly, mm-hmm. bring that back home, pull it out of the passenger side of the truck, and it's literally attached at 6 points. It's not just attached to
oh,
like
yeah, yeah.
two. It's 6 points. Mm-hmm. You gotta, and mind you, we're talking about bolts of like 21 millimeters, 19 millimeters.
Yeah, they're no joke. Yeah.
They're,
that stuff ain't falling off easy.
I'm using the big wrenches, Joseph. Oh. It's nice. So
that's
yeah.
some set of tools you got.
Yeah,
there,
thank
son.
You very much. And I know what they do. So this is what I was doing. So now I have to do the driver's side because you can't just do one.
Of course not, there. Because you know the other one is in hot pursuit.
Oh,
yeah,
totally. So yeah. So I got to have to do the other side, and doing the other side means I'm not even going to try to.
No.
Separate the two, the bushing from the knuckle. I'm not going to do it.
No, I mean, you know, if you're going to do that much hammer swing, you might as well just join a friggin' health club. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
but I mean, I'm just missing the beams.
Wow.
The top of the garage, the beams that I'm just missing them. And I'm thinking to myself, I know the next swing is going to involve me calling my homeowner's insurance. So, not
well,
going to do
see-
it.
You see, well, I mean, when you get to that point where, like, the potential level of destruction has reached that point, it's time to back off and go to plan C.
Yeah, it's
you know,
true.
Because plan B, which was for bang, did not work. Okay?
Right.
So now, at this, you know, you really got to reconsider, which you very wisely did by just, if that part was that schminged up, you know what I mean?
And that's exactly it.
Yeah, the clearances and, well, you could have gotten out the flame wrench or like the laser blaster or something like that. And
I was thinking about doing that, but then I get into, if I heat this thing up, the knuckle is aluminum, and I'm thinking if I heat it up, I'm going to melt every single bushing right. in that aluminum case anyway, because I'm going to get it glowing red hot in order to pop this puppy
you're
out
gonna,
of there.
You're going to bust out the plasma cutter and say, I don't expect you to come out, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.
<You're right>.
I'll teach you, you piece of crap knuckle. Get out of my truck.
That's what I'm telling you. It's the truth. It is the truth. Yeah. So I said, nah, I cannot continue with this.
Discretion is the better part of valor at this point. You
right,
know?
Right. That and you know have to know when to give up.
Yeah, well, I mean, at that away. Point, it's more than not a matter of giving up. It's like you know something really bad's going to happen. You know what I mean? And then it's going to involve either like an expensive suspension piece or like right. your
or
health insurance going up. Yeah. Because now you're going to have to walk around with a cast on for a month. So, like, no. You know, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, also, considering in the Northeast, we have a lot of salt.
Yes, sir.
And a lot of corrosive substances.
Mm-hmm.
And,
very true.
You know, some of this stuff, I don't know where they think we drive. You know, if everybody's out there in the desert, you know what I mean? Well, like,
right.
there's no. It'd probably come apart in like three taps. Like this guy. I wonder where this guy was from. By the way, I bet you he was from some state with cactuses.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Cacti.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. The car was incredibly clean.
Right.
The one he was working on was incredibly clean.
Oh, so it was like one of those like references to a shop manual, like you know, like the shop manual, but you know, the guy with the little lab coat with his clean hands
with the finger, right?
Yeah.
He just points at things.
Yeah, exactly. You know, just apply 72 foot-pounds of torque here with a nice torque wrench with the pointer visible. Not us, you know, with under the car, like, get the out of here, you piece of crap. No.
Yeah. I remember as a kid growing up, there was a guy lived across the street from me. His name was Randy. And Randy had a 55 Chevy Nomad. He was trying to put a big block in it. And he yanked the 283 out of there, and he was putting something bigger. I don't remember what it was. But the picture on the shop manual showed a guy in a white coat, and he had like a ball peen hammer, and he's tapping on the firewall like dut, 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 dut. This is what
right.
you're supposed to do to install the big block. You have to make room with the firewall by tapping it with his
ball
peen
hammer.
Yeah,
you got to clear the valve cover on the one side there.
Here's,
yeah,
here's Randy. He's standing above the windshield on the roof of the car with a 15-pound sledge, swinging it over his head. I'm watching him coming down. Boom!
Is that like
in between his legs, no less? hitting the firewall.
Is that like on the Brooklyn Borough coat of arms, the 15-pound sledge? Do you people use that thing for everything?
You know, it's so funny. how long have I been doing this show? And I don't think I've mentioned that using that tool. And here it is, two different stories.
The only
time I'm here once a year, and I mention it twice in two different stories.
Well, let's face it. There are some times when these things just it's like asteroids. They come around the solar system like every few hundred years.
It's like Halley's Comet.
Yeah, that's it. Now, all you got to do is you got to explain that tail, which we won't go there.
516-572-7440. Chris Switzer in for Ray Guarino. Chris in for Ray. Joe is just done.
I'm just handling it.
Sitting there looking at
I'm just taking it all in. Because after this, we're talking about the Rob Leonard Therapy Hour.
Yes.
Yes, well, we're going to have the Joe D. Catharsis moment pretty soon because, like, I think I've become damaged. But it's a good damage, but it's still damaged. It's kind of like that dented firewall on a 50th Fright. You know, now all you just got to do is drop a big block on me.
There you go. Joe's going to be healing in the next half hour. 516-572-7440.
Call back in a couple minutes, whoever you're calling there.
Yes, we will be right back. Keep it where you got it.
Have you seen DJ Solero?
No. Why?
Well, he was supposed to be here right now to tell everyone about his show, The Rare Groove Session, but I can't find him anywhere.
I'll look for him. Maybe he got something to eat.
Food? He went to get food? I mean, who can eat at a time like this?
Relax. I'm sure everyone can figure out when they can listen to the most incredible music from the 60s and 70s that they may not have heard before.
But what if they can't? What if they never figure out when The Rare Groove Session is on? What happens then, huh? I don't want to live in a world where no one knows about the Rare Groove Session.
Hey guys, ready to tell everyone about RGS?
DJ Solero, where the have you been?
I was getting something to eat.
How can you eat at a time like this?
What are you talking about?
Don't mind her. Go ahead and tell everybody when to listen.
Okay, whatever. So if you're looking for some mind-blowing music, check out the Rare Groove Session. Now at a brand new time, late Friday nights or early Saturday mornings at 2 a.m., depending on how you look at it. Exclusively on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Excuse me.
Motor Mouth Radio.
Welcome back to Motor Mouth Radio. Taking those calls, 516-572-7440. To the phones. Let's hit that button. Learning all
push
this
that,
new stuff.
Slide that slidey thing, push that pushy
yes.
thing.
Yes. Say hi, you're on with the Motor Mouth.
Yeah, who we got?
I got to start off. That sharp as a marble comment had me out of breath laughing for a couple of minutes. Oh, my God. But would you be nice to Howie, please? I mean, come on. He's one of the classics of Motor Mouth Radio. We got to be nice to people like that.
As much as you are, Jim.
I try, you
Ladies
know.
And gentlemen, Jim LaStella.
Hey, Jim. How are you, my brother?
High in the sky.
I'm doing good, Chris. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Good to talk to you. What's going on?
Well, listen, you know, you guys started off with the auto parts store thing, and of course, Joe and I go all the way back to a small auto parts store in Whitestone.
Oh, boy.
We ended, he was the counter guy at one point. I ended up being the counter guy for a little while as well.
That's right.
And, yeah, and, you know, I remember all that stuff. But, you know, it's 2019, and have you not heard of overnight shipping?
Oh, no, totally. Yeah, there's overnight shipping for an extra $45. You can gladly.
Hey, do you want it tomorrow or do you want it in a week?
Yeah,
this is the world we live in, Chris.
Jim,
I know it's not the best thing in the world, but what are you going to do?
I'm thinking, hey, I'm on a budget, dude. I got a mortgage.
Oh, we're all on a budget.
I got riding vehicles in the garage.
Yeah. You know, there is no big store these days, though. That's the only problem. I mean, there's a couple things. First of all, you know, when you and I were doing this, it was like Chevy, Ford, Chrysler. You know what I mean? The occasional
AMC. Yeah, somebody came in with a Chevrolet and said, I want a cap and rotor, and the only question was regular or HEI.
Yeah, pretty much. Or what color you want it, you know, or something like that. But now, it's more a matter of there's like car, you know, many different brands of cars. Then you also have, like, you know, production dates and all this other stuff. And now, where you used to have, I think when I started Standard, there was, like, 40,000 part numbers.
Right.
And that number now has gone up to like 70 something.
Holy smokes, really?
So, yeah, I mean,
wow.
Forget about it. You know, it's not as easy anymore to come up with stuff. And even among like GM, you know, or Ford, like the popular, you know, mainstream vehicles,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, there's variations, there's all kinds of stuff. So they can't keep nothing in the shelf no more.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you'd have to have like 17,000 part numbers. You know, so you'd need a store the size of Home Depot. And you'd still need to get stuff.
It's the truth.
Although I would probably have fun driving around one of those little carts. I'm going to go get some radiant hoses now. I'll be back for lunch.
That's all you're going to hear is beep, beep, beep,
that's
beep,
it.
Beep. There goes Joe. Beep, 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 beep. He's in reverse. Beep, beep, beep. That's all you're going to hear.
Yeah. A little flashy hat on my head.
Of course, at this point, you know, I mean, guys like us, we're probably better off going online and doing our own searches and looking around, trying to find our own parts. Because nowadays, you go into your average auto parts store, which is some big chain, and you go in the first, you know, and these people, all they know is look it up on the computer. You know, what car have you got? What motor you got? And stuff like that. In fact, I saw something about, hey, you got an air freshener? Like, yeah, sure. What car you got?
Exactly. Right. What color is the car? Does it have air conditioning for your air freshener?
That's how.
Yeah,
that's
engine.
Yeah, right. It's the truth. I used to say, I used to talk about something called parts guy stare, Jim. And the reason being is because I had a TR6, a Triumph TR6 a couple of years back, and I would walk in and say, can I have an oil filter for a Triumph TR6? And they'd look at you and go, who makes Triumph? And you're like, parts guy stare. Okay, thanks. Where's the air freshener aisle? I'll just go get an air freshener. No big deal.
I went to an auto parts store one time back when I had my Oldsmobile station wagon. And I was changing the manifold gasket, and I broke one of the ported vacuum switches. Mm-hmm. So I went to the local auto parts store, and I showed it. The guy's like, hey, this is what I need. And the guy looks at me and goes, well, that's a dealer part. We don't have that. I'm like, excuse me? I know there's only three of them. I'm not sure which one this is. Can't you look at it? Oh, no, that's a dealer part. Went to another auto parts store. I was like, oh, yeah, I got that. Here you go. Yep.
I was thinking the same thing the second you mentioned what it was. I went, that's a dealer part.
Yeah, well, that used to be the famous out. Deal part. Sorry, get out of here.
Deal part. Now we ain't got it. I'm not bothering looking for you. Never mind.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Air fresheners, air filters. That's the deal part. Get out of here.
Now, I know you guys remember Mars, right? Mars Auto Parts?
Yeah.
You guys remember Mars. There was a time, literally, there were like bets going on that you could walk into Mars Auto Parts and they will have exactly what you wanted. And I says, I'll take that bet. And I walked in there. Joe, I don't know, Joe, probably you would, I'm waiting to see the face, because I'm waiting to see the facci, because I walked in with a 1968 ignition switch, GM ignition switch, 1968. Here's the reason why. From 67 down to like when they were building them out of wood,
yes.
And from 69 up, they were back on a column, so they were pretty popular. 68 was the only year.
It's an oddball, yes.
It's an oddball. I put it down on the counter at Mars. I went, bump, find that. And the guy, with all the confidence in the world, picked it up. Oh, we got this. No problem. Next thing you know, I have three guys running back and forth and sideways. And I'm sitting there, I'm wasting an entire lunch hour watching these knuckleheads go back and forth and sideways. No one would admit that they did not have it.
That's
which
pretty,
cracked me up.
Yeah, God forbid you lose the sale. I mean, you know.
Yeah, right. It's the truth.
Nah, it's an ignition switch. Come on, we got to have this.
Yeah. Oh, you should have heard the cursing.
Like,
and
well, you know, if you take the wires out and you move this wire over here and that wire over there, and, well, we got a special on fire extinguishers now and electrical tape, so, you know.
The best part was they kept picking it up and looking at it again. Like they'd pick it up and look at it and put it back down and go. And then they'd come back and pick it up and look at it again. Like it didn't, like, what, they expect me to swap it out with, like, a, you know, like a bishop or
what,
a rook or something?
You moved?
You're right.
No,
it's the truth.
See, that's what happens when you don't have your trivia. You don't have your trivia on, and you don't know that particular car is an oddball.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I mean?
Learned about it the hard way, so.
Yes.
So that was.
No,
it.
You
got.
Well, now with the number of cars and the number of models, and now we're dealing with 15 different countries, it's going to be really difficult to get that level of knowledge anymore.
No, it is the truth.
It don't happen.
It is the truth.
There's a completely different set of people in there, and half of these people don't even drive. You know,
right.
That's the sad
You're
part.
Right.
You know,
they take the bus.
In that regard, there. You know, actual car people, because you got to be able to drive the information system. You got to do the marketing. You got to do this. You got to do that. You know, nothing having to do with the actual car, with the wrenching or the dying. It's like, yeah, just trying to get the part up into the internet there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So forget about it.
Yeah. And the other side of this, I'm good friends with my mechanic who's, you know, the manager of a shop. And he says trying to find, you know, mechanics who actually know what they're doing is so difficult now. Basically, all you have now are parts swappers.
Yeah, totally.
If the computer doesn't tell you what it is, they have no idea.
Jim, I've been doing this show, when I was doing this show 14 years, I always said I'm the official part swapper of this program. That's why I used to love doing the show
His
with Joe
favorite
Ray.
Favorite tool was the credit card.
It was.
Yes.
Yes, and they will, Joe and Ray will attest that I think, what do you call it? If you swizz a car, you're just throwing parts at it, right?
I swizzled it, yeah.
Just throw parts at it. Just make the problem ornery.
It screams for mercy.
It's like poke it like it was a bear. That was basically what it was. Jim, thank you so much for the call, my brother.
Hey, one last thing, Chris, sure. And I'll hang up as I hear this. I want to hear more about the Love Shack special you got. I want to hear what's going on with that thing.
Oh, all righty. I will do so. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Take care. Bye-bye, Jim. Thanks for the call. 516-572-7440. We got a couple of minutes. I can throw that out. Yes, Jim.
Yeah, by all means.
I went to a town in Long Island and found a garage where sitting there was a Chrysler, big Chrysler, 69 Chrysler convertible, and it had not moved in 30 years. It sat there, and it had trash on top of it. It had sand all around it, spider webs, acorns. I'm sure there was legions and generations of mice that had lived in this thing. But it was all there, all together. I bought it, dragged it out. It was truly a piece of furniture. I mean, the wheels were locked. And we dragged it up on a flatbed and brought it to the house and dragged it into the garage where it sat. And I did something that I had not done in over 30 years. I put the car up in the air with jack stands and took all four wheels off so it looked like it was suspended up in midair, like it was floating. And I went and
like that scene from The Exorcist.
Yeah, right. That was, there is video of it. I shot a video of the car running for the first time, and acorns were shooting out of the exhaust pipe. Choop, 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 choop. There was a mess of this dirt, sludge, junk. I don't know what it was. It looked like breakfast cereal crunched up, and it was all coming out of the tailpipe. But the car ran, and it ran fairly well. And the exploits that have been going on, I've made some calls to this fine upstanding program and groveled to my dear friends about it. But needless to say, where we are right now, the car now runs, it drives, it stops. And it is registered and insured. The state of Connecticut now understands that I am crazy enough to register and insure.
Wow, cars. They actually acknowledge its existence.
They did. They did.
Whoa.
Talk about looking at a part over and over again. They kept looking at the registration going, 1969. Holy moly, 1969. And they like put the registration down. The guy at the DMV, you click, 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 pick it back up again. Look at 1969.
Well, you know what it is, too, with the older cars. You know, ever since 1981, you've had 17 digits in the VIN.
Yes.
Which now, you know, which those older cars don't have.
And no, they don't.
Of course, the person who's typing in the number is like, huh?
Yeah, he's like,
I'm sorry, sir, you don't have enough digits. I got a digit for you right here. Shut up, you young one.
516-572-7440. We're going to take a quick break right now. Let's see. Let's do this. Let's do that. Call back, caller. And we are going to come back. We got a lot more stuff to talk about. And, of course, the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. If you have a tool in your toolbox that you have no clue what it does, if you show your tool to your friends and they don't even know what it does, hey, you're part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour.
And Chris, the Snap-on guy really loves you for buying it.
Chris and Foray, Joe is going to need a nap after this. We got a lot more of this mess. It's all coming your way right here at Motormouth Radio. Keep it where you got it.
90.3 WHPC is joining Nassau Community College in supporting the American Heart Association at the Long Island Heart Walk on Sunday, September 15th at 8 a.m. at Jones Beach. Start heart walking and make the commitment to lead a heart-healthy life and become healthy for good. Nassau County is one of the 15 highest income counties in the country. And yet, people that live here suffer and die from heart disease at a rate 20% above what is considered the norm. Nassau Community College is not just walking, we are heart walking. More information about the Long Island Heart Walk can be found by calling the American Heart Association at 516-962-0790 or by visiting longislandheartwalk.org.
Whether your car is fast or slow, we're your number one radio show. Motormouth Radio, baby. Ow.
Alrighty, welcome back to Motormouth Radio. Taking those calls, 516-572-7440. I think
yeah, hit us up.
I think Ray is in a suit right about now. Ray cleans up pretty well.
Yeah, he does, actually.
He does. He cleans up pretty well.
There are some people that, you know, when their idea of formal was one of those t-shirts that's with the tux printed on it. You know what I mean?
Well, he does have steel tip sandals.
Yes.
So you know that.
He does. I mean, let's face it, you know, everybody's concept of formality is very different.
Yes, but what I love about Ray is not only does he clean up very well, but he always has to throw something in there. Like when that tailored suit, when he puts that on, under that suit is a T-shirt like from Englishtown, you know, Raceway Park, Englishtown, New Jersey, or Dover Dredge.
It's always close to his heart.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to the phones. Go to what Joe calls the fun and says, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
We're going to the phones with Joey D and Crazy Connecticut Chris.
Holy smokes. What's up, Robert? How are you, sir?
We're doing good here. Boy, do I miss your voice.
Oh, dude, I miss yours, too. How are you?
Great program. You and Joey D are crushing it today. Pretty funny show.
Thanks, man.
Thank
much
you, brother.
Much appreciated.
Yes, always good to hear from you and always good for with
is
the
everything
good
all right with you out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's good. Chris, you okay? Things are well?
Dude, I'm hysterical. I really am. Things are fantastic. I'm Mr. Mechanic. I fix things like you wouldn't believe now. It's just part of what I do. It's like one car comes in, gets fixed, one car gets rolled out, another car gets in, fixed, rolled out. I should be doing a radio show. I mean, this is just...
So I had a quick question for you.
Sure.
I know you mentioned, my standard question is obviously for all guests, but we haven't heard from you in about a year, I think.
Yeah, it's been a year.
So other than the Chrysler, is there something else that you're entertaining or building at this time?
Other than the 69 green tub that's sitting in the garage, taking up a lot of space, there's another green Chrysler that's in there. It's a 93.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a LeBaron. And the reason why I bought this car was because of it is truly just a conversation. Because my wife wanted to put a child seat in the back of the 69 Chrysler, and I said, there's no shoulder belt. And she's like, well, we don't need this car then. I need a convertible with a shoulder belt. And I said, right away.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
So sold the Charger and went and bought a guy was 8 minutes up from the road from my house. So I called him up. He says, I'll drive it down. Drove it down. Bought the car right there. And we put it in the garage. I went, there you go. Now you got a convertible with a shoulder belt. Anything else you need? And that's what we did. So I'm in the process of doing the timing belt on it because the timing belt should have been changed at 60,000 miles. And the car had 76,000 miles on it. So I went, we are running on borrowed time.
Yeah, that's really quite true. That goes, you're done.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you continue with the program. Joey D, it's always a pleasure to hear
Thank
from you.
Likewise.
And Chris,
sir.
What a great guest shot, you know.
Thank you, Bob.
We miss you, and hopefully we'll hear from you sooner than later.
Yes, hope so, too. We'll talk
much
to you soon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Bye-bye, my friend.
Take care.
516-572-7440. Always good to hear from Bob.
We're getting all the regulars checking in. Old home week for sure.
So, yeah. So, the big Chrysler, the big tub runs and drives. And I have to laugh, Joe, because I went over to the DMV and I have to take a short stint on a highway. And I had some fears and trepidations because it was 30 years since this thing hit the road at speeds above 50 miles an hour. I kind of like leaned on it a little bit on those two laners that I live around. So I got like 40, 45 miles an hour out of the car.
Okay.
But here it is. I got to get up to speed. I got semis all around me here. And here I am doing like 60 miles an hour with this thing. And I feel like Chuck Yeager. I'm like, ramming speed. You know, wheels wobbling.
That's what happens with them old cars. You know, I mean, now we're used to these cars that go 100 and nobody knows nothing.
Yeah, it's the truth. Back to the phones.
Back to the fun.
And say hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Vic.
Vic.
Yeah.
Hey. How are you, brother?
All right. How is it up in like the raccoons all over the place in the year?
We just shoveled our last bit of snow.
Yeah.
No more snow for another week.
The great
right,
white
yeah,
north.
Right. July is summer, and the next day autumn starts, right?
Exactly. I'm the only guy that has to shovel, rake leaves with a tarp. Literally, I got two tarps in the backyard. All the leaves go on the tarp, and then you have to see me. It's like Ben Hur. I got to drag this tarp down to the front of the house where they collect the leaves once a year.
Once a year.
Wow. Once a year. They come.
The leaf festival.
Yeah,
yes.
They show up with like a big vacuum cleaner. It's comical.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've seen this, right?
Back to the old days where we used to burn it.
Yeah, it's true. There's some people that do burn it
you
down.
You can't burn nothing more.
By me, there's some people that still do. You smell the leaves burning. It's like all of a sudden it takes you back, like when you were like 11 years old. Because, holy smoke, someone's burning leaves. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Burning
right.
Something. Yeah. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
You sound
good.
All right.
You know? Yeah. Looks are deceiving.
Well.
Yeah, I go for infusions once a month. It was 3 weeks.
Right.
Now I go to transfusions once a month now for the next 2 years.
Okay. Well, yep. Hey, you're taking care of yourself. I mean,
well, I told the kids if it don't work, get my money back.
That's pretty good.
You know what? It's the greatest attitude.
I want that guy's phone number.
Yeah.
You
told the doctor, I said, if I die, I'm going to talk to him. You'd have it.
You got to ask him. You got a part for a 1953? There's a 53 Chevy part in there somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, well, as you guys know, me and Ray have it made. We have the parts store across the street.
Oh, totally.
Yes.
I think that's why Ray bought that house. I mean,
oh, yeah.
You're kidding. I mean, it's got an auto parts store within walking distance.
If they don't have it, 3 o'clock or the next day.
I believe it. No, I believe it. No, you're absolutely right.
That's real.
You know,
O'Reilly
bought Pep Boys.
Oh, no way. So the prices are instantly going to go up on Pep Boys.
Well, they're going to turn most of them into warehouses, too.
Really?
So every O'Reilly store stocks just about every part they have.
Oh,
it's part of this
trying,
tragedy.
They're
going
to come to New York.
Really?
But in order for O'Reilly's to buy somebody out, they have to have 35 stores.
Oh, okay. That's
and they open up 100 stores a month.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
At Turkey Road Run, I was actually speaking to one of the big reps from O'Reilly, and I asked him, when are you coming to Long Island? And he just said, we will.
Yeah. Two words that are probably truer than
I talked
other.
To those O'Reilly's people quite a bit on the phone.
They're good. O'Reilly, they're about the best out there for a big name store.
Oh, there you go. You got the plug in.
Exactly.
That's the shameless self promotion right there.
No, I'll tell you something. My friend went to Advance.
Yeah.
And he needed gaskets for a big block water pump. And they said, we have one. Why do you have one?
That's all you need.
Because all guys are not car guys, and they figure that's all you need.
Well, do you need just one, or are they
like
a three-piece set?
Like
he's only doing half the water pump. So.
It's your typical Chevy.
Only the water going in was bad. The water going out was great, you know?
Got it. Yeah, because that's what I was wondering, because I just did a water pump on that Chrysler, and it has literally three gaskets.
Yeah.
There's one in the center, and there's two on either side for the inlets, so that's why I was asking. Yeah, it's part of this show for me. I must ask more dumb questions on this show.
That's okay. We got dumb answers going.
Well, the dumb question when they said, will you do the show? And you said, yeah.
Exactly. That was the one. Will you come back and do one show? Yes. That was the dumb question.
Why not?
Or would you like one beer? Yeah.
Right, exactly.
I don't even think.
Exactly. And I know you guys know Rock Auto Parts, most of their parts, they buy our parts stores.
That's actually. That makes a lot of sense, Vic.
Because you see three available, one available.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense now that you mention that. Because I tried to figure out how the heck do they keep their inventory up.
But well, you look, you scroll down and they have every car available ever made.
Yeah.
Including Whippet and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And Citroen, what's available?
Well, yeah, well, light bulb. Part of that is the information system that they use.
Yeah, hose clamp.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're totally right about that. Holy moly. But that makes a lot of sense.
That's how they get all the oddball stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they just want to move product, so they don't care if they're only making 10 cents on it.
Yeah, exactly, because they work in volume.
Yeah, you know, right. They're running out of warehouse space, so they're going to buy Oklahoma pretty soon.
Yeah.
on Nebraska. Yeah, well, just, you know, so next time you're going to see their address, it's like Rock Auto, Nebraska.
Right, the world's largest corrugated metal building. Yeah, right. Very true. Vic, thanks so much for the call, my brother.
Be good, man.
We'll talk to you soon.
Great to hear from you.
Take care. Right.
Bye-bye.
Got a little bit of time. 516-572-7444.
Yeah. This hour is going by on fire.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I only flubbed how many times?
Nobody noticed.
I only messed up a couple of times.
This is Motor Mouth Radio, the flub capital of radio land. You know what I mean? So don't worry about it.
If you didn't flub, you
flubbed. Yeah, go ahead. Go read the thing out of there.
Yes, I have to read my obligation here, according to the radio guidelines and bylaws. The classic countdown, have you heard of this? The classic countdown, which is Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. They do the show with a sundial. Take a trip back in time and listen to the biggest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s when jocks talk like this. Hey, wow, glad you're around. Zach Turkle plays the top songs of the current week, but not from this year. He plays them from all different years, and he sounds like this.
You know, if you keep doing that, it'll stay that way.
You know, it does. It does happen. I've walked into the house, and my wife has said, what do you want for dinner? Dinner! Wow! What do I want for dinner? I do stuff. And she just hits me with things. So yeah, he took care of that Milwaukee.
Then heads up! You get something thrown at you, You have a little thing that pops up, a little incoming device of
my heads up display.
Right, yeah. Like when you're watching Top Gun, that little beep comes on. It's like, okay, she's got missile lock, but in this case it's more like a shoe lock or spoon lock or pot lock if you've really been bad.
What's that heat? Oh, it's the laser burning into my chest.
Yeah, it's the eyes there. You know when you're getting the eye.
Yeah, I get it from my kid. Well, she turns around and gives me the face. She gives me the facci. I'm like, oh, great. I got two of them.
When you're genetically, predisposed like us, the face or the facci is part of the language, mm-hmm. Besides the spoken, it's like, it's a reaction. Like, hi, you want to go to bed early tonight? Like, we're going to have like liver for dinner, and then you get the facci.
The facci, exactly. And you probably get it all the time.
It's like, what, are you kidding me?
You get it all the time. Like, you're in the shop, and someone gets out of their car, and they walk in, and they have the facci. Because there's something wrong with their car.
It's like, and now they expect you to fix it for like...
Right, exactly. So
I'm supposed to pay you. No. Not happening.
I totally get it. And I give myself the face.
It's all part of working on cars.
Yeah.
Even when it's your own car, because your own car gives you the fudge. The actual car gives you the fudge, which is, you're trying to do this to me. You want me to connect this there?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, yes.
How many foot pounds?
I tell you, I have found that in the green Chrysler, this will be the last thing before we give the show over to Kim Tracy and Thunder Road.
Thunder Road.
I found a mouse nest in the 69 Chrysler in the rear seat. Found the mouse nest.
Yikes.
The car's been sitting there for 30 years. Okay, you're going to find a mouse nest, one or two. I found one. Thankfully, it was in the back. It wasn't around anything important. The one mouse nest I found in the 93, because that car was sitting for a while, that one mouse nest I found under the intake manifold when I was taking the engine apart to do the timing check. Who left the Brillo in the car? No, it wasn't Brillo. Certainly was not Brillo. So,
no.
Yeah. So we were able to disinfect that thing. And mice have that smell. They have that. It's you cannot mistake it for any other smell.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's kind of the opposite. It's the inverse of new car smell. It's the rodent infestation smell.
So, Joe, we have just burned another hour here at Motormouth Radio.
I am so glad you stopped by, Chris, because God only knows I'm clueless about sliding and spinning and all that other stuff there.
Well, I'd like to thank you, Joe. Thank you, Ray, for letting me sit here and invade this fine establishment and have people go, what? What? What happened? And yes. I'm really, really glad. And I thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank and you. And stay tuned for Thunder Road.
That's right.
Don't forget. For Joe. We still get followed by Kim.
For
as
Joe.
As opposed to a guy with a net.
I'm Chris. For Ray. And as always, don't follow us home. See ya.
See ya.